Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. Yes, I know that Flick Pick has been on hiatus for months due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has gone so well in this country, but after not doing Flick Pick for so long, I started to miss it, so here I am. I don't know if many new films will be coming out in the next year, but moving forward, I'll just review whatever. So anyway, the best movie I've seen so far this year is Swallow, written and directed by Carlo Mirabella Davis. This film is about a mentally ill woman who swallows random objects. I watched it and then I bought it on Amazon Prime. This brilliant film stars Haley Bennett as Hunter, a woman who has just married into a very rich family and who really isn't respected by them. I mean, they're not monsters to her or anything like that, but they don't really seem to care all that much about her, other than that she's pregnant with her husband's child. So, Hunter is a doormat in most of this movie. She sweetly and respectfully says essentially nothing to either her husband or his family other than please and thank you. We wonder how this quiet, mousy woman met this guy because he's an up-and-coming young business star. Played by Austin Stowell, Hunter's husband here works for his family's company. Toward the beginning of the film, at a fancy dinner party, his dad, played by the always welcome David Rash, announces that he's being made the youngest vice president in the company's history. Congratulations, kiddo, you've earned it. Dad also announces that he's buying a house for his son and Hunter. So these folks are firmly in the rich people realm. Have you ever spent time with rich business types? I have, and the family in this movie fits them to a T. There's something very, I don't know, fake about these kinds of people. They're charming on the surface, and even friendly, but you wonder what their real personality is like. It's uncomfortable being around such folk because you can sense that what you're seeing isn't quite real, and Hunter is an outsider who for some reason lives with these people. So her environment is quite stifling, and she has very little control over her life. She has to be polite, and that's what she is, but she's also desperate and drowning. Hunter spends her days hanging around the too nice home of her and husband Richie, cooking and cleaning. She's like some kind of Stepford wife, wearing prim dresses and greeting hubby with a kiss at the door at the end of each day. The little we really learn from watching her is that she enjoys playing games on her cell phone. Other than that, she really doesn't say much other than telling her husband how lucky she feels. Is she trying to convince him or herself? So when Hunter gets pregnant, suddenly the whole family starts doting over her as she is now the incubation unit for their next generation, and she's not much else. We do learn at one point that she used to work in retail, and I think this actually will factor in quite a bit with what happens for the rest of the film, but I'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, one day Hunter, almost out of nowhere, swallows a marble. Yep, she just up and swallows the thing, and it makes her feel good, like she's in control maybe. As the days go by, she's a little feistier with her husband in the sack, and then she fishes the marble out of the toilet when it's passed through her system. She washes it off and places it on her vanity like a little trophy. And it's not long before Hunter starts swallowing other things. The next object is a thumbtack. Then she swallows more stuff and seems happier and happier, until one day all this stuff starts to hurt her and her family finds out. Now, Hunter's family here, that is, hubby's family, is deeply concerned. They wouldn't want their broodmare harming the incoming grandkid. Hunter winds up in therapy, on medication, and with a new bodyguard slash babysitter who watches her every move all day. So, what will happen now? Well, I won't tell you, but I will say that this movie is intriguing, stimulating, and thought-provoking. I was enthralled with Swallow. What's going on with this woman? I mean, why is she hurting herself like this? How do I feel about her family? I don't like them, but I can't say they're wrong exactly. I mean, this woman is doing something crazy, and they're not wrong for trying to stop her. Hunter swallows things like batteries, earrings, and one of those little screwdrivers you use to repair eyeglasses. This isn't healthy. As the film goes on and we learn more about Hunter and her past, some of what's happening here starts to make at least a little more sense in that we can see that she's highly traumatized. This woman has some awful things in her background, and the film culminates with her confronting a part of that past. It's a tear-jerking scene with Dennis O'Hare, and I can't begin to tell you what it's all about, but it really got me. I think there's a lot of class commentary going on in Swallow. Hunter is not a natural-born rich person, and yet she's now living with a bunch of them. Owing to her timid personality, she can't assert herself in any way with these people, and so they force their methods onto her. But it's not a good fit. She doesn't belong with these people. Her way of asserting herself, apparently, is by swallowing random objects. She hardly shows any personality or drive to these people until that gets exposed. Swallow depends entirely on the performance of Haley Bennett, who is heroic in her portrayal of Hunter. I don't think Swallow includes a single scene in which she is not the focus. She's utterly fantastic, and I'm sorry I ever dismissed her as a poor man's Jennifer Lawrence. Haley Bennett portrays this character's desperation with her eyes. On the surface, someone who doesn't care about this woman wouldn't be able to tell that she's miserable, but we can. Haley Bennett makes this movie work. She's great. Swallow is also beautifully shot with bright, vibrant colors and immaculately composed shots. Director Carlo Mirabella Davis really knows how to frame a shot. I'm excited to see what other films he might end up making, if any, in this viral apocalypse. So anyway, this movie is a strange journey, and it's a really refreshing sort of character study. I was blown away by Swallow. It ends on a slightly optimistic note. I mean, things aren't great for Hunter at the end of this film, but I think she'll be okay, and I'm glad. I friggin' loved Swallow. It's certainly not for everyone, but if you like to be disturbed and depressed, like I do, then check it out. I give Swallow a 5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.